Quick announcement. If you're struggling with a new health diagnosis or feeling overwhelmed by your chronic condition, the good news is you can start healing right now. Discover your next steps with the Healing Journey Quiz. In just 3 minutes, find out where you are on your healing path and what actions you can take to move forward. It's practical, straightforward, and designed specifically for anyone navigating health challenges. If you're ready to instigate your healing right now, visit hurdletohope.com/quiz. Remember Hurdle to Hope with the number 2. Also, you can click the link in the show notes below. So I really encourage you to take the quiz, and I can't wait to help you along your healing journey from today. Hey there, Tisha here, and welcome to episode 11 of Wellbeing Interrupted. Healing isn't just about what you can see or touch. It's more profound than that. Healing isn't solely physical. It's an internal journey. That quote is from Tisha Rose. It's from a blog I wrote last year and was reading last night. And I thought, this is such an important discussion to have. And now I've got a podcast. I thought, what better way to discuss it than using this as our topic for episode 11? So I think too often we really focus on the visible or the tangible, especially in the medical world, but that negates the profound internal journey that we need to undertake if we truly are to heal. So when I talk about a healing journey, it's not confined to the physical. That's important, absolutely. But what I want to discuss today is firstly that limiting our understanding of healing to the physical alone is really restrictive. So secondly, I want to focus on how important it is to embrace the internal journey if we really are to heal. So it truly is about our mind, body, and soul. Welcome to Wellbeing Interrupted, the podcast dedicated to exploring the transformative power of a healing mindset. I'm Tisha Rose, your host and the founder of Hurdle to Hope. If you're on a quest to not just survive but thrive after a life-changing diagnosis, then you're definitely in the right place. Living with MS and now stage 4 breast cancer has taught me a vital lesson. In the face of a life-changing illness, our mindset is everything. Each week, I'll share insights, tips, and strategies to help you build a happier, healthier, more balanced life. So let's begin your journey from hurdle to hope starting right now. Did you know that my legs nearly stopped me from creating my business, Hurdle to Hope? Because I was worried others would focus on the obvious, my legs, my walking, and me using a walker. I thought people will think, she needs support walking. Look at her legs. They don't look very strong. Something's wrong. And think, what would she know about healing? But I think we need to change this perception, because by focusing solely on that detail, on the detail of my legs, which at times don't look great, I know that because often people stare at them, but by focusing on the physical, we might overlook the deeper story. And you see, it's my healing mindset that has allowed me to be present. It's enabled me to embrace my life with MS. And if you see photos of me on Instagram, at Hurdle to Hope with the number 2, of me using my walker, exploring our new block, I almost feel compelled to justify the image. I want to say MRI scans have shown that my MS has been inactive for over a decade. And of course, that's really important information to have. But you see, when I look at my legs, I now think, how much have they been through? They represent the narrative of all that I've done to get mobile again. So sure, my legs don't work great, but somehow they've recovered from paralysis a number of times. They're damaged from all of those aggressive relapses done early on. But that damage doesn't mean I'm not healing. So that realization and that shift in perspective made me realize, no, I can still do my business, Hurdle to Hope, because seeing me using a walker, I want to, I guess, not convince, but I want to encourage others to look more broadly at that narrative. So you see me use a walker, I want you to know that that doesn't mean MS has won. Instead, I'm using it to enable me to live well. And it's that shift of perspective that enables true healing to occur for all of us. And that's the focus of today's episode. Okay, so first of all, let's focus on healing is more than physical. So healing isn't just about what you can see or touch. It's so much more profound than that. Healing, as I mentioned before, isn't solely physical. It's an internal journey. And for the longest time, I really equated healing with the physical. These were my early days with MS and what thoughts filled my head. So I would be constantly writing down new symptoms and I was constantly worried about any sign that I was going to have another relapse because I thought if I catch it quick enough, then I can go to hospital, get treated and get back to work without missing many days. So I remember walking to work and my right foot was tapping the pavement harder than my left foot. And I was in panic mode. I thought, what does that mean? Does that mean there's weakness? Does that mean another relapse? Does that mean I'll need steroids to get my strength back in that leg? Or when my fingers were a bit numb, I thought, what does that mean? Does that mean that relapse I experienced in 2003 when I couldn't use my hands or arms, does that mean I'm on a slippery slope and that's going to happen again? Or if my vision was blurry, I think, oh no, does that mean I'm going to lose my sight again? And that happened to me in 2006 and everything went so blurry, I couldn't see and there was that fear that that would happen again. So these thoughts became so consuming for a number of years. And then I realized now what I used to do is measure my healing from external sources. So they provided validation of whether I was healing or not. So think MRI scans, reports, doctors' opinions, what the physios were saying. And I'm not saying that's not important because that feedback is so important, but because a scan still shows a lesion, which is an area of inflammation on my brain or spine, does that mean that I'm not healing? And fortunately, I came to realize that just because a scan showed a lesion, it didn't mean that I wasn't healing. So my measurement now of whether I'm doing well, whether I'm healing, whether I'm embracing life is so much broader than a scan or what the doctor is saying. And it's funny, I was having a chat to my good friend who's a neuroscientist, and I said, this is what I have issue with in terms of the medical world. You could look at two MRI scans of me, both exactly the same. Yet one doctor's appointment, I walk with my walking stick and we chat about the results. And another appointment with the same scan, I use my walker to get to the doctor's appointment. And in my mind, I think I'm healing. I'm now doing so much more physical activity. I walk 3 blocks to get to this appointment compared to being dropped off at the front door and hobbling in with my walking stick. But in my doctor's mind, I'm not healing. I'm progressing. Even though the scans are the same, I'm now relying on a walker. So you see, only relying on the physical component, something that's tangible to measure healing, that does not communicate how internally I am doing. So the second point I really want you to take away from this episode is the importance of embracing the full spectrum of healing. So physical healing is really important, absolutely, but it's just the tip of the iceberg. There's so much more we need to do to truly heal. Lucky I've got so many examples. I've had so many experiences with my two illnesses, but after my mastectomies, I needed the wounds to heal, absolutely, because the scars, enormous. I said to Andrew, you know, I'm cut from one armpit almost to the next. So massive scars across my chest, and they needed to heal. But to truly heal, there is so much more than I had to do to just looking after my wounds. Having a mastectomy is brutal. Emotionally, trying to process no longer having breasts as a woman, it's so much to deal with and to process. And I knew from my experience with MS that to truly process this, I needed to look way beyond wound care. And when I scheduled or was in the rooms of my surgeon saying when my second single mastectomy was to happen, I said, I really want to go on this healing retreat in early September. So she got out her diary and I said, it is so important. I know it's only 3 weeks in between operations, but if I'm to truly heal, I need to go on this retreat. And I was so blessed with such an amazing surgeon that we scheduled the next surgery so it would give me 6 weeks to recover, make sure my physical wounds were healed, but then I could focus on the rest of my healing. And going on that retreat was the best decision I made because for 3 days the focus was inward, because it was about my spiritual well-being and my emotional well-being as well. So part of the healing journey is really to, yes, focus on your physical well-being, but recognizing that that can be limiting and we need to turn our attention inward. We need to prioritize our emotional well-being, our mental health, and our spirituality. So healing really is about our personal growth. And the irony is that when I was diagnosed with MS at just 22, I thought MS would stifle my evolution. but I was thinking about the corporate version of myself, of the 22-year-old who had just started her new career. Whereas I know now that to embrace life with two significant diseases, this has demanded my growth, and I will never stop growing, and I'll never stop focusing inwardly to ensure that I live well. And that hasn't happened overnight. It's a never-ending process. And that's where I think we also get it wrong. We think of healing as the final destination, and it's not. It's something that continues to happen. But if you're fixated only on the physical aspects of your health, I really encourage you to broaden your focus, to shift your attention inwardly, to take time to work on yourself, as this is the key to healing. And for you, that might be different to how it looks for me. So for me, I know I've really focused on energy healing, for example, but for you, it might be something differently. It doesn't matter. It's about focusing inwardly and working out how to make sense and navigate through the challenge you're facing. And I won't go through all of the different options now, because that's definitely something I'll be focusing more on, Wellbeing Interrupted. I'll get different guests on to help us, I guess, start thinking about our healing. But what's really important now is that we recognize that to heal, it's way more than focusing on just the physical. Absolutely, that's important. I know I do my exercises for MS every morning. I try to walk. I try and do everything to improve my physical well-being. But to truly heal, we need to look more broadly than that. And this leads beautifully into the quiz I've been talking about, the Healing Journey Quiz. So after listening to this podcast, you now know that by healing, I really do mean this is a journey. And it's a journey that involves more than just our physical well-being, which is absolutely important, but it also involves our evolution and really challenging how we think about and our health. And what we've been talking about today really fits into the new beginning stage of healing, because this is our growth zone. And this is where we evolve and build resilience so we can keep moving forward and embrace our lives. So I really encourage you to do the quiz. It only takes a few minutes. And when you complete, I can help you to start moving forward, because what it does is pinpoint where you are on your healing journey and what we can do to help you to keep moving forward. Visit hurdletohope.com/quiz. Remember, hurdle to hope with the number 2. Also, I'll put a link in the show notes below this episode, and it really is worth it. And this is something I wish I had early on when I was living with MS. And it's funny, because I'm thinking if I was told to do a quiz years and years ago, I would have thought, that sounds ridiculous. I'm not going to do that. But it was then, years ago, when I had a closed mind, when I wasn't open to doing things differently, that's when I was at my lowest. That's when I wasn't healing and I wasn't doing well. So have an open mind, do the quiz, and then we can work together to find out what we can do to help you. Okay, so thank you for being here for another episode. Today we've explored why healing is so much more than just physical. It really is an internal journey, one that encompasses our mind, body, and spirit. And although we haven't gone through all the different things that you can do to work on yourself, that will be a focus on future episodes. But for now, I really think it's important for you to broaden your perspective, to start thinking about healing more than what's physically happening to you, more than just the scans and the results and things that are tangible, but to start thinking that this is more about my mind, how I'm doing emotionally, mentally, and from a spiritual dimension as well. But remember, healing isn't a final destination. And what I'm talking about with Hurdle to Hope is challenging how we think about our lives. And this is an ongoing process because we continue to evolve and grow. And the silver lining is, as we continue to learn and grow, we can apply that to all aspects of our life and to know that we can deal with whatever challenges we face. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Go to the show notes, get the quiz, and I'll also put a link into the blog I wrote last year and read last night, which was about healing isn't just about what you can see or touch. It's more profound than that. Healing isn't solely physical. It's an internal journey. Enjoy the read, enjoy the quiz, and we'll chat next week. Thank you so much for joining me today on Wellbeing Interrupted. If today's episode inspired you or you think it could help others, please share it by tagging at Hurdle to Hope in your Instagram stories or just by telling a friend about it. To spread our message of healing and hope to those who need it most, your ratings and reviews are invaluable. By taking a moment to rate and review on your listening platform, you help us attract inspiring guests and create content that empowers all of us to thrive. Don't forget to follow me on at Hurdle to Hope for more insights. I'd love to see you there. Always remember, to thrive after a life-changing diagnosis, your mindset is everything.